Wir haben da Kuf Yud Dalet und mit Aleph. Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just start again from Tanan. Tanan Hosam, it's around the 20 lines from the bottom. Tanan Hosam, Oire Shabalabayis, Mashavim Betamosam, Babalabos is Machlet, to use an Oire for a table. The way it is Mashavim Betamosam. Vishalavdon, if he's a worker, a tanner, a machshavim etamosan, because his achlote does not really determine what's going to be with this oyer. If a customer comes in and one says she wants that this oyer should be made into shoes, so it'll be made into shoes. So what he thinks will be the gemar meloche is meaningless, because it's oymed lehimoche, and what the kind of wants it should be, that's what it's going to be. So Vishal Avdon e Marshova Metamosom, the Marshova non Avdon cannot be Metamedoil. Shall Gazlin e Marshova Metamosom, the Gazlin stole an oil, so his Marshova is not Metame, because the Chachamim holds Tam Gzele Lav Yish Bailim. He's not Miyayish, he intends to take it out of the reshus of the gazlan, since he knows who the gazlan is, so memele is not miyayish. Bishal ganev machshavim etamosam. But if it was stolen through a ganev, so since the nignav hasn't the faintest idea who stole it, so he's miyayish. So the tanakama holds tam gnevi yish bailam, tam gzele lav yish bailam. Rav Shimon Oymer Chilof Advarim. Rav Shimon says it is the exact opposite. Shel Gazlin Machshavim Metamosam. The Oire Shel Gazlin, there is Yish, because the Bailim knows who the Gazlin is, and he was able to take it away from him, and he has fear of the Gazlin. He won't start up with the Gazlin. So therefore, Machshavim Metamosam. Shel Ganev Ein Machshavim Metamosam. A Ganev fears people, so Mamela, the Nignav is determined, he'll investigate and find out who stole it, and he'll get back the oil from the Ganav. Lafi Shaloi Nisyashu Abailam. Because the Bailam were not Miyayish, because they have hopes to get it back, retrieve it from the Ganav. Omar Ule, so Ule had said, Machloikis Bistaf. The machloikis between Rav Shimon and the Tanakama, that the Tanakama holds stam gneve yush bailam, and Rav Shimon says stam gzela yush bailam, that is dafke bistam, that means we did not hear from him if he was miyayish or not, and the shaila is what one should assume. So there we have a machloikis tanoim. If the Chachamim holds Tam Gnevi Yush Bailam and Rab Shimon holds Tam Gzele Yush Bailam, Avol Biyodua. But what is, we heard from him before, she's Miyayish. Divrei Hakol Yush Koni, then everyone will agree. I heard he's Miyayish, so then he's Zichem Miyayish. And Rabba Omar Biyodua Nami Machloikis. And Rabba said, no, even if he said he was Miyayish, we still have a Machloikis. That means that Rav Shimon holds that Stam Gzele Yush Bailam, but Stam Gneve is not Yush Bailam, even though he's krechtzing and he's saying Veilach Hasoren Kis. But Bepnimius Levovoi, he zicha, has hopes to retrieve it. So Memele, that what he's saying is not a true Gilui Das of his feelings. So Rabbi says that, in the Hefech, according to the Chachomim, that they hold that the Stam Gzela Lav Yish Bailam, since he knows who stole it from him, so Philly said Beferish that he's Miyayish, it doesn't mean anything. It means he feels bad about it, he's krechting about it, but Bepnimius Levovoi, he still has hopes to retrieve it. So we have here a machloikes between Ulen Rabbe, but this machlokes tanoim of the Chachamim and Rab Shimon of Stam Gnevi Yishbam, Stam Gzeli Yishbailim, and the other way not, that is that Kistoma Afilu B'Yadua. Amalei Abaye Le Rabbe, so Abaye told Rabbe, Leisifleg Alei De Ule, don't be chaylik an Ule, Bisnan B'masnisin Kibosei, the Mishneh, this Mishneh that speaks about Tumas Eires says clearly like Ule, because it says Rab Shimon said, Eirois shall avdon ein mach, shall ganav ein machshavim betamoson lefi sheloi nisyayishu abaylam. It says clearly because they weren't miyayish. Taimed loi nisyayishu abaylam. So it's not metame because loi nisyayishu abaylam. Avu nisyayishu abaylam areyelu sheloi. But if we nisyayishu abaylam, so then it belongs to the Ganif, and then the Machshavim Betamosam. Amalei Anan Lefi She'ein Yiyush Lebailim Masninelo. I learned it from Shat Lefi She'lei Nisyayishu Abailim. Not that they didn't say the words Veilach HaSorin Kis. No, there is no Yiyush. There is no Yiyush Pnimi by the Bailim. That's how I learned Shat. So Philo Val Kracht a little bit, they'll say Vela Chasorin Kis, that does not mean they're Miyayish. So my Mela from the Lashon of this Mishnah is no Raya Keneged Rabbe. This is where we were up to last week. Now let us continue. Tana. Notlu Moichsin Chamoire. It says in the Mishnah, Notlu Moichsin Chamoire, V'nosnu loy chamoyrache, not lo listim es ksusoi, v'nosnu ksusachers arei elu shaloi, v'ibnei shabaylim misyashim mehem. So here it says, that tzai by a moiches, who is a gazlin, the Gemara held, and tzai a listim, who is a ganev, it says, arei elu shaloi, v'ibnei shabaylim misyashim. So we see, that Sai by a gazlin, and Sai by a ganev, there's yish, nei shabai le misyai shemeh. So the Gemara says, nah, not lo meichsim chamoire, money. Who is this Mishnah going according to? I rabbonon, if it's going according to the rabbonon, who hold? Stam gneve yish bailim, but gzeila is not yish bailim, is kashe gazlan. So how does it say moichsin is a gazlan? So how, why does it say neisha bailim is yayishim mehim? I Rab Shimon, if it's going according to Rab Shimon, kashe ganev. So then it's shver ganev, it's a moichsin is a ganev. Listim is a ganev, and it says he's allowed to keep it, neshabailim is yayishim. According to Rab Shimon, we say stam gneve lav yishbailim. Let us just see Rashi. Rashi just says, this is three lines from the bottom, moiches gazlan listim ganev. So Mamela, and it says in our Mishnah, that Sai by a gazlan, Sai by a ganev, is Harei Elu Shalem Neisha Bailem Yishayishimim. So this is not going Sai according to the Chachamim, who hold Stam Gzeila Lav Yish Bailem. It's not going according to Rashi, who holds Stam Gneva Lav Yish Bailem. So the Gemara says as follows: Bishleim Elu Ule, according to Ule, the Amar B'Yedua Koni, that if I heard that they were Miyayish B'Feirish, Ochinanui B'Yedua, so I'll say the Mishnah is speaking about, not Stomit, it's speaking about that I heard B'Feirish that they were Miyayish, and then Yiyush helps. There's no Machloikis B'Yedua. If they say B'Feirish to Miyayish, the Yiyush helps. So I'll say that the Mishnah is speaking about B'Yedua. The Divrei Hakel, and the Mishnah is going according to everyone. Elo le Rabbe Doma Biyedua Nami Machlekes, but according to Rabbe, Rabbe said Biyedua is also Machlekes. Rabbe said, I feel that they said Beferish Tamiyayish just means the Krechtsing, but Bipnimius Levovam, there is no Yiyush. And here the Mishnah does not differentiate between a Gazlan and a Ganev. Is Hamoni Loi Rabbonon V'Loi Rab Shimon? So who does the Mishnah go according to? Not according to Rabbonon, not according to Rab Shimon. Now, before we go further, I just like to mention a kasha that the Rishonim ask, which is Amoridik Akasha. Let us just go to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says as follows: Notlu Moichsin as Chamoyrei V'Noslu Lechamayr Acher. Not lo listem es ksusai venos lo ksus acheres, arei elu shaloi, vipnei shehabailim misyayish emehem, because the bailim were miyayish. So the Gemara says, according to Ula, this is very good. It's speaking about biyodua. I heard that he was miyayish. Now we hear the next bove, hamatzo min hanor min hagayis o min halistem. Let's talk about listem. Im nisyayish o habailim, arei elu shaloi. If the Bailam were Miyayish, it belongs to him. So before we had the Gemara seems to be Ma'ira, we have a stira by listim. Here it says, Mipnei Shabailam Mishayishimayim. Normally the Bailam are Miyayish. Here it says, Im Nishayishu Abailam, Areelu Shaloi. So it means this, I don't say Stome Yiyush Bailam. No, I say, if I heard from them they were Miyayish, then, I know there was a Yush. So the Rishonim ask, but according to Ule, the Reish is speaking about Biyodua. That means there's no such thing, Stam Gzele Yush Bailam, or Stam Gnevi Yush Bailam, according to each Tane. But to say that by both is Yush Bailam, there's no such thing. That by both is Yush Bailam. So the whole Inyan that the Mishnah says, means if I heard that they were Miyayish. So what's the difference between the Reish and the Sefer, the Shini Aloshin? The Reish says, Mivnei Shabayla Mishayishim, the Sefer says, Im Nishayishu. It's a Meredik Akashe. There's one Mahalach, the Rosh wants to say, that because in the Reish, one of them is Bipnei Shabayla Mishayishimem, either Ganav or Gazlam, according to one Tane. The other one is Im Habayla Mishayishim. So the Mishnah is speaking about two cases. One case is Stome Yiyush Baylam, and the other case is Im Nishayishim. So the Mishnah Chaptom Ibnei Shabayla Mishayishimem because of that one case, which is Stome Yiyush Baylam. The other case, it has to be that Im Nishayishu Habaylam. Amal Kaponim, according to Rabbi, we have a problem. So the Gemara answers, Belistim Mezuyim V'Rab Shimini. So Rabbi answers, no, this Mishnah is going according to Rab Shimini. So Meichsin is our Gazlonim, so Stam Gzeile Yish Bail. So that's good according to Rab Shimini. Listim does not mean a ganef, it means it was a listim mezuyim. Now, a listim is someone who is take fearful, he's scared, that's why he won't rely on his own strength, he relies on the weapons that he comes with, but he's also a gazlan. That means he's a gazlan that the nigzal knows who stole it from him. So, according to Rab Shimon, Stam Gzeile Yiyush Bailam, that means he's scared to press charges against the Gazlan, so it's no chilek if the Gazlan forcefully took it away from him, or the Gazlan showed him a gun and he took it away from him. About Koponim, the Nigzal will not press charges against him knowing that this Gazlan is a dangerous person. He won't start up with him. So Memele, so it's going according to Rab Shimon, and the Mishnah is speaking about a Gazlan and a Listim Mezuyim, and an armed robber. So the Gemara says, Belistim Mezuyim v'Rab Shimoni. Ihochi Hainu Gazlan. So the Gemara says, so why does the Mishnah make two cases out of it? This is a Gazlan, this is a Gazlan. The reason of Yish is because he knows who he is and he's afraid of him. So the Gemara says, Trei Gavni Gazlan. No, there's a difference. Each one of that Halistim Mizuyim, there's also Yish, is a Chiddush. A Gazlan who has no fear of anyone. So Mamela, so then the Nigzal is afraid of him. A listening Mizuyim who is afraid. He's also a weakling with a weapon in his hand. He's a knacka, but he's not too brave himself. So Mamela, so there is a chiddush. So Tungus says that this Gazlan who Lemaisa has fear, but the Nigzal is still scared of him. So Trei Gavni Gazlan, it's telling us, the Mishnah is telling us, according to Rab Shimon, that this Gazlan is also Stam Gzeila Yiyush Baila. Even a Gazlan of a list of Mizuyim. Toshma, Haganim V'Hagazlan V'Ha'anos. Ha'anos is a person, a Chamsin, that gives money and forcibly takes it away. So it says here, Hegdeshan, Hegdish, Itramosan, Trume, Umaisreis, and Maisa, and the reason of all this is because this Yish. So, Tshver, Irabonon, Kashe Gazlan, they hold that Gazlan is not Miyayish. Irab Shemin, Kashe Gane, Bishloim, Ula, the Omar, Biyadua, Koni, Ochenami, Biyadua, Vidivre, Hakali. Elo le rabbe da omar biyadua nami machloikis. Hamani le rabbonon ve le rab shimin. So the Gemara says, ochi nami ve listen mizuyin ve rab shimini, rab shimini. Yochi hainu gazlan is trei gavni gazlan, the two types of a gazlan. What does Rashi say? Ve listen mizuyin, the gazlan who? Hainu gazlan, vatoni le moiches. Anes tiktoni gabi gazlan ave chamsin viyoiv zuzi. Rapshimini da'oma gazlan koni. Let us just see Toisviz. Hainu gazlan. So the Gemara asked, according to Rapshimin, why does it Mishnah have to say that Stam Yish is by gazlan by list of mizui? Afilu lamandiyama listem mizuyin ganefu linyin shemishalem keifel. Even though he has a din ganef that he pays keifel, according to one mandiyama, because he's afraid of people, avu mikomakem gazlan u demikri. But the maila of gazlan legabi that stam gzele yish bailem, so he's called a gazlan because the bailem sees who he is. And therefore he's afraid of him. Toshma Ganav HaGazlan Mishum Demitmer Meinshi Kori LeGanav Ava Gavlam Mishalom Kefil Amandiyom HaGazlanu. This is a machlokes if he pays kefil or not, but the lotion calling him a Ganav or a Gazlan is interchangeable because he has Tchunas of a Ganav and Tchunas of a Gazlan. Rabbi Omer, now the Gemara says, I'll tell you another teretz. Homas Nisa Rabbi. We have a problem, according to Rabbi, that Rabbi holds that a filo be yedua machlokes. So there is no tana that holds that Stam Gzela and Gneva are Yush Bailam. It's either Stam Gzela Yush Bailam or Stam Gneva Yush Bailam. So the Gemara says, Viboy Seymo Masnisa Rebbe, Desanya Rebbe Oymer, Oymer Ani Ganov Kigazlan. Rebbe said that I hold there's no difference between a Ganov Kigazlan, which is a very sosom de Kizach. I could say both of them a lav Yish Bailam, I could say both of them are Yish Bailam. The Kaim alone, and the Gemara proves it later, Ki Gazlan L'Rab Shimon. So Mamela, there is a Tana Rabbi that Rebbe holds that stam gneve and gzeilas yish bailam. So if you have a problem, who the Mishnah is going according to, so I'll tell you it's going according to Rebbe. And Rebbe holds that stam gneve and gzeilas yish bailam, so mamela, our problem falls away. Now we're going to explain the memory of Rebbe. Gufe. Rebbe Oimer ani ganov ki gazlan. A ganov is like a gazlan. So the Gemara declares that this statement of Rebbe is very unclear. Iboilu ki gazlan derabonam. Does Rebbe mean to say a ganov is like a gazlan derabonam? And the rabbonon hold stam gzeile lav yish bailem. So he holds tam gneve lavi yishbailim, koma veloikoni, oidume ki gazlan derabshimin koma, or maybe holds ki gazlan derabshimin, vikoni. So the Gemara says, toshma, notlu moichsin chamoiri, so now the Gemara starts being poshed from our Mishnah. Moni ira bonon, kashi gazlan. Because they hold stam gzeila lav yish bail mirab shimin kashe gane. Yamrit bishloime Rebbe ki gazlan derab shimin komal. If you'll say that, what Rebbe says, oimani ganev ki gazlan, he holds like Rebbe Shimin vikoni. Homoni Rebbe hi. So it's going according to Rebbe. Mishim hochi koni. So we can prove that what Rebbe said, ganev ki gazlan, means by both of them there is yish bail. Eli Amrit ki gazlan de rabbonon koma, the Rebbe holds that a ganev is like a gazlan de rabbonon, that means stam gneven, stam gzele, lavi yish bailem, veloi koni, homoni, loi Rebbe, veloi rabshimen, veloi rabbonon. So the Mishnah is not going according to anyone. According to Rebbe, stam gzeila gneve is lavi yish bailam. According to Rabbi Shimon, stam gneve lavi yish bailam. According to Rabbanon, stam gzeila lavi yish bailam. Mo says no. Ochi maskinen could be speaking about the listem mizuyim. It's speaking about that listem is a listem mizuyim. The Rabbi Shimon is going according to Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon holds. Stam gzeile yish bailo. Ihochi, so the Gemara asks, haino gazlin. So my answer is trei gavni gazlin. The two types of a gazlin. Toshima hagane vaha gazlin vaha anos hegdeshon hegdesh utromosan truma masreisan maisa. So here we have the same problem. Money, because we say this yish. I rabonon kashe gazlin. I Rab Shimon kashe ganev. I amrit bishloime. If you'll say that Rebbe holds ganev ki gazlan da Rab Shimon komal, in both of them is yish bailim bishemochi koni. Eli amrit ganev ki gazlan da rabbonon homoni. So it doesn't go not according to Rabbi, not according to the homin, not according to Rab Shimon. So the Gemara answers belistim mizuyim b'Rab Shimonei. The all these terutzim like we had before. Yochi hainu gazlin, trei gavni gazlin. Fine. So the vial, we were not poishit from any of the Mishnayis, what Rebbe holds. Oma loy rab ashi le rabbe, toshma. The masni, we had heard this, and daf kuf yud aleph, Amid Beis, Toshma, the Masni Rebbe le Rab Shimon Berei. Rebbe taught Rab Shimon that what it says in the Mishnah, it says in the Mishnah, Iniach Lifneim, a Geisel Machel Lebono, that's one case, or Vehiniach Lifneim, Pturim Lishalim, Ma Yedovo Sheyeshva Echayis Chayovim Lishalim. So Rebbe taught his son Rab Shimon. Rebbe taught Rab Shimon as follows. Loi dovo sheyesh bo yachayis mamish. Not only if he stole a karke, that's real mefusim, that the father stole it. Afilo pore b'choyrish bo chamur mechama oro achro chayovim lahachzer mipnei kevoid aviyem. So it says, inich lifneyem pturim ilishalim. And if yesh bo yachayis nechosim chayom l'shalem. Taimo mibnei kevoid aviyim. Holav kevoid aviyim, loy. But if it wouldn't be kevoid aviyim, and that's the case of a niach lifneim, so the pturim l'shalem. Shmamino Rebbe Gazlin, the Rav Shimon Komar, Shmamino. So here we see Klal, here we have Rebbe. Rebbe told his son Rav Shimon that the Mishnah is speaking about that it's Be'en, and if there's no Kvoid Aviyim, they can keep it. So you see, Stam Gzeila Yiyush Baila. Is Kan Shoyel Aben, Kan Shoyel Aben, what is the Raya? Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about Piyodua. How do you know that we see Rebbe holds that Stam Gzeila, that Gzeila is Yish Baila, because it's talking about Goizel Amach, Goizel Vinichlich name, so talking about a Gaza. So we see Rameyer holds that by Gzeila there's Yish Baila. Oh, Zarai Ganav Kigazlin. By that kind of kegazlon, that kind of is also yish bailam. Maybe the Mishnah is speaking about biyodua, that I know that he was miyayish. And Ula says there's never a machlekes. A machlekes, Rav Shimon Chomim, is davkes tomet. So the Tosfos Rit says, Omale lavashi le rabbe. Ravashi told this to rabbe. Rabbe said biyodua nami machlekes. So according to rabbe, according to Rabbi, there's no mandioma, there's no maila biyadua over stomach. That shita's Rabbi. So according to Rabbi, it's oiskishpalt in our Mishnah that Rabbi holds that by gzeila's yish bailam. That's because that's what Rabbi told his son. That's why if there's no kibedov, b'tein bo yachayis nechosim, you can keep it. So the whole guy is only according to Rabbi. And that's why Omale Ravashi le Rabbi. Let us see Rashi. The Kaimalon, the Kamon, the Ganev, Kigazon, the Koma Rebbe, Kigazon, the Rav Shimon Koma, the Koni, Beloi Kigazon, the Rabbonon, the Loi Koni. Olav Mivnei Kvoid Aviyim Loi, Alma Gazlon le Rebbe koni ke Rav Shimon v'komar, because it says the Mishnah Gazlon le Machol v'nich lifneim v'komar ganov ki Gazlon alma tavayu kon. Fine. Now let us go further. Omar, now let us see what does it say in the Mishnah. Let us just look at the Mishnah for one more second. Kuf Yudal v'medalef the Mishnah. Omar Rav Yochanan ben Breike, Nemenes Isha Oikotn Loima, Mikan Yotzo Nechilze. That means if we find a bee colony that went into someone else's rishus, and the Shaila is, from where did this bee colony come from? So an isha or cotton or nemon to say mikan yotzo nechilze. Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Before. We had amatz min anor min agayis min alistim im nisyayishu abay lamarei elu shaloi v'chein nechil shal dvoirim. That means if a bee colony left their previous owner im nisyayishu and they were miyayish arei elu shaloi v'chein. Zok to Gemara v'chein nechil shal dvoirim. Mai vechein, hochi koma, afilu nechil shel dvoirim, the kinyan derabonon hu, the ownership of a bee colony is only a kinyan derabonon, hai kivin de midrabonon ba'almu de konilei, since the whole ownership is only midarabonon, afilo stome nami miyayish, kamash melon im nishayishu abaylim en iloi loi. Now, here it says that, so the Mishnah is coming to tell us that if a bee colony left its previous owner, so here also you have to hear beferish he was miyayish. So the Gemara asked, Fashteitzach, why not? If you don't know, Fashteitzach, you have to hear that he was miyayish. So the Gemara says, since the whole ownership is only midarabonan, so I would think, afilostome nami miyayish. I don't have to hear that he was miyayish. Stomi is also miyayish. Kamash malon im nishayish abaylam ein iloi loi. Now let us see Rashi and Tosfos, and then let us try to explain a little the Gemara. Mai vechein pshita dekoni biyish. If it's coming to tell us that yish helps of a shteitzer, the maishna nechil miksus. So the Gemara says kinyan derabonanu. The ein kan gezel ella mipnei darke shalom. The whole gezel that you're not allowed to take yenim's bee colony is only mipnei darke shalom. The hefker nino, it's hefker. V'sanya yoni shevich yoni li ein b'mishem gezel ella mipnei darke shalom. Now let's see Taisvis, and then let's elaborate a little bit. That the konda ba'alma tiknalei. It's a little different gilse. We have it's a kinyan darabon. Darab takonat ba'almat tiknolei. Mishum darke sholim k'mayoyni shaydach. V'teime damay loy konilu midaraise bahagvoas hakaveres. So Tosfos asks a kasha, how can the Gemara say a flat statement that bees are only a kinyan darabonon? We'll come to the chiddush of the Mishnah later. Why is it a kinyan derabanan? Maybe each bee you can't pick up, but if they're all in the beehive, you pick up the beehive, some amela, so you can be kind of all the bees. So why is this a kinyan derabanan? That's Taisus kasha, and Taisus remains with a kasha. The Emerson, The Yama Talmud wants to say a teretz, and Emes in the Lashon of Rashi is also mashma like this, that a beehive is equivalent to an aveda midas. That means it is situated in such an oifen that the owner has no control over the bees. That means if they want, that means that when, even though I'll put a sign on all four sides of his house, please don't leave the property, he cannot rely that the bees will not leave the property. That means the bees, lemaise, have complete freedom to leave the property. If they want to come back, they can come back. If they don't want to come back, they don't have to come back. So, Mamela, this is not considered a real ownership. This is not, an ownership means something that I feel secure, and that I feel secure that it's mine and I can control it and I can make sure it doesn't leave my reshus. But a beehive, which the bees have free access to the outside world, so memela, Rashi says, that means that so the Yama Talmud says this is like an aveda midas. That means a person, let's say, put a wallet of $100 bills, he put in the middle of Times Square and he left it there. And, so that's called an aveda midas. It's the money finds itself in such a matziv that it's, called ditzrich. Whoever wants it, it's a free for all. That's not called bailas. So memela, so minatera, there's no such bailas. This missing gemira stas, or that alone, that I have no control over my money to make sure that it should remain by me. That is only a kinyan darabona. That's what the Gemara means. Now let's go back to the Gemara. So I think the Gemara means as follows. So the Gemara is telling us a chiddush. If a person possesses something minatera, which he knows it really is his, So memele, the hishtadlus and the desire to retrieve it, to get it back, is much greater. It's mine. So if he can do anything or everything to get it back, he's not miyayish. This is his thing. But by the bees, I would think, since it's really not his ayvus, I mean, it's not his own, yatakana de rabbono, neidarke sholim, that we give it a din like his, because it's in his bi, but it's not a true bailus. So memela, so I would think that the hergish of Adam is, no, when it's by me, they flew away, so he's miyayish already, he wouldn't put in too much effort to retrieve it, because it's really not his to begin with, it's only mitzad atakonu de rabbonon. So the Mishnah says no. The Mishnah says, but vinish vi mid rabbonon it's his, so memela, he will not be miyayish, and therefore we can only assume that there's yiyush if we hear from him who was miyayish. Now the Mishnah said further, Omar Rabbi Yochanan ben Broike, nemenes isha v'kotn. Now an isha v'kotn can come to say edis, that a bee colony went into Reuben's field. A bee colony went into Reuben's field, and Anisha Cotton will say that you know, it came from Shimon. Fregt die Gemara, Isha ve Cotton b'nei Eidus ninu, their Eidim? Oma Rav Yehuda Oma Shmuel, hoche b'may askinen, kegoin shahoyu bailim meratfim achayim. The Shimon was, we saw him before chasing the bees, when they left his rishus. Ve'isha ve'kotn mesichin lefitumam. And ve'isha ve'kotn, not necessarily they saw him chasing, but they were just speaking and they said, mesichin lefitumam, Nebuch, the Shimon, we see, Nebuch, we saw that, we saw Nebuch when his bees decided to leave his property. Now let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, "Meratvim achreim koydem diborakotn." The raglayim ledovol deshaloyim. So that means we have two factors to rely on. Factor number one: 15 minutes ago, we saw the Shimon chasing the bees. And then 15 minutes later, we hear an ishin cotton, mesiach lefitumam. That means mesiach lefitumam is also a mos nemonis. That means that they're just saying it as matter of fact. They don't want to say, you know, it belongs to Shimon. The person wants to say something to show it belongs to, so then there's a shaila who says we can be mamon then. But if they're saying it as a matter of fact, so there's more nemonis to what they say. So memela, we make a kugel. We take these two factors together. We take these two factors together. That was, we saw a raglaim ledova that Takashima was chasing. And also we have Ranisha Nakotan, that's Mesich Lefitumam. So together we'll rely on them and we'll return it to Shimon. Fragt die Gemara, Oma Rav Ashi, ein Messiach lefitumei kosher, elo leedes isha bilvad. Rav Ashi had said, this mnemonis of Messiach lefitumei was only given, we only rely on it by edes isha to say meis bailo. There the Chazal, it's a mishamiguni, kilabo rabonon, and there's a whole bunch of echochas, mitei chaymeshech, maltala besoife, kaltala betchiloso. Bekitzer, so they only relied on this birr of Mesich Levitumai only by Eidus Isha. Omalei l'ravina l'ravashi v'loi, harei v'arei nechil shel devoirim Mesich Levitumai, It's also in Masich Levitumah. So you see that statement that you had said is not true. You said a flat statement in Masich Levitumah Kosher, a lady's Isha Bilba. So it's not true. The Nechil Shal Dvoirim also helps Masich Levitumah. So the Gemara answers, Shani Nechil Shal Dvoirim, the Kinyan Derabonanu. That means, he's talking about the Reis of the Keshayla. To say Meis Baila, to be Mater Anashis Ish, there they won't say Mecha Masich Levitumah. Only be Eidus Isha, they were soimach on the Sikh Levitumah by Nechil Shal Dvoirim. No, this is only a Rabbon of the Kekinyan. So the whole thing is a Rabbonon. He's not the Bailam. So someone else is the Bailam. So the someone else is also not a true Bailam. It's only a Kinyan the Rabbon of Nechil Shal Dvoirim. So by a kinyan, the Rabbonon, they relied on a Masich Levitumah. Fine. Ude yereis eloi, so, hekta gemore, so, good. So you're telling me that Rav Ashi's statement is a true statement, that by a shaila of a deraisa, we will never rely on Masich Levitumah only by a decision. Oh, my Rabbi Yudah Mashmuel, there was a person, but Oman, he said, Zachoni is telling someone, Kshani Tinik, when I was a small boy, Umulkavni al Ksefi Shalaba, my father put me on his shoulders, Vaitsiyuni mi Beisa Sefer, he took me out of Cheder, Vivshituni eskutanti, he took off my baggage. Vitviluni, he tabled me lechel betrume leereb. And this person is relaying this, he remembers this as young boy, all envious, not everyone had an opportunity to leave cheder, that the father came to take them out of cheder. He remembers his father went and took him out of cheder, and he tabled him. Lechel betrumelerev. The Rabbi Chanina Messiah bo, Rabbi Chanina said, this Masich Levitumah, he says, v'chaveirai bedeilim mimeni, I was always porush, bodul from my chaveirim, because I was a kain, I ate trumes, and mimele I couldn't mingle with my chaveirim, because I was an eichel trumes. V'yekairin oisi, yeichenin eichel chalas. I was called the Yochanan that ate the chalas of Trume, and he was saying this Masich Levitumah, the lo Rabbi Lakuna Alpiv. Rabbi heard this and he was mamming him that he's a koyin and then he's allowed to eat Trume. No, so we see that Masich Levitumah helps a filu by a derais and not only by a decision. So the Gemara says, "Betrume derabonon." Here we're speaking about trume derabonon. Zot Rashi, let us see what Rashi says. La'edes ishe shama min atinoikes shayoyimrim hayono hulchin lispoid v'likper ish pleini. They're talking about they're going to be maspid and they're going to be mekaba ish pleini. So they're not saying it l'shem edes. They're just Masich Levitumah, Beg Basra Diabomis. Vit Viluni, why do you have to be Toivala a cotton? Shedalkei Sheltinik Letapech, Beshrotzim, or Betumis, he's not careful. So, Mela, that's why they Toivled him. Bedeilim Mimeni, Mipnei Trumosi. Sma says, Betrume Darabono, Bismanaze, De Rebbe Laacher Chubinoye. Rebbe was after the Chubin, v'kamad yom alei kitshel osed lovoy, so memele, so it's only a trume darabon. The others say, pshat, why was it necessary to mention in the Masich Levitumah v'tziyuni mi beis ha-sefer? Because who says he wasn't an eved? who says he wasn't a Nebuchadnezzar, he also eats Truma, but Mestama Nebuchadnezzar, he don't send Techeda. It's Yunimi Beis HaSeifer, it would seem that, that it's speaking about that, it would seem that it's speaking about Yisrael. Nebuchadnezzar is potter be mitzvahs keishi. He doesn't go to cheder. There's no Beis Yaakov then. But al kapon of itzuni mi beis ha-sefer. So, yeah. Vakati de reis eloi. So the Gemara asks, so you're telling me about the reis. Mesiach lefituma is not neman. Vaki osa rabdimi omar rabchane katigne. Va'omri lo rab ache katigne, mishtoi maise, va'omri lo rab ache katigne, mishtoi maise bo lifnei Rabbi Shmuel Levi, va'omri lo maise bo lifnei Rabbi, betinik echot, shoya mesiach lefi tumai. There was a tinik that was mesiach lefi tumai, va'omar, and he was talking, ani ve'imi nishbinu lebein agoyim. Maise bo lifnei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, v'omri lo maise bo lifnei Rabbi, betinik echot shoy mesich levitumai. There was a tinik that was mesich levitumai, v'omar ani ve'imi nishbinu lebein agoyim. Both we were captured, we were shvuyim. Yotzasi lishoyv mayim, when I went to shep water, Bati Alima, I was watching my mother. She shouldn't be misyached with the goyim. Lilkait Eitzim, Bati Alimi, Visiya Rebbe Alpiv Likuhune. And Rebbe heard this Eidis Mesich Lepitukai. Now here's a Shaila Vadarai said, that means Ha'akam Abo Abbas Yisro, she's a Zaina, she's also Likuhune Minatera. And here, Rabbeinu HaKodesh relied on this Mesich Lefi Tumai. So again, we have Akash and Ravashi that said, Ein Mesich Lefi Tumai Kosher, Elo Leidis Isha Bilvat. And here we see, by Shvuya, it was also Nemo. So the mother says, Bishvuya Hikilu. What does Rashi say? V'yishia Rabbi l'kohune v'af olgav di yisura di reisehi mishum zayne she's also min ha-teir. He was playing with the reises. Zayne is also l'kai min ha-teir. V'shvuya yikilu desveike ba'almehi. It's only a sofik. So what does Rashi mean it's only a sofik? Means because min ha-teir yishtel an chazake. So that means min ha-teir you don't have to clear. So the whole mokim tekler is a chumra da rabbono. No, a chumra da rabbono, besveke da almei, it's not a, even a real sofik. It's a sofik that the rabbonon said, we have tekler. We don't stel an chazoke. It's a memela, so since it's only the rabbono, the kisofik, so therefore we can rely on a mesich lefitumai. Now, we had in the Mishnah, let's look back at the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if a Nechil Shel Dvoirim, if a Nechil Shel Dvoirim went into someone's Rishus, so Mahalach Beseich Sadech Avehirai Lahatzul Es Nechiloi. He's allowed to enter his Rishus to get back his Nechil. Vim Hizik Mishal Mashizik, but if by trespassing, he's mazik something in Yenim's Rishus, he has to pay for it. But if the bees are perched on the branch, and it would be very convenient for him to chop off this branch and bring back the whole branch with all his bees there, to be mazik b'yadayim, he's not permitted to do it. Rabbi Shmuel b'noish, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brei koyma, av koytzitz b'noisin esdomim. So Rabbi Shmuel, he was, this is a memory, he's a chelik with his father. He said, Rabbi Yechon ben Breike said, lo yokei tse soichai, רבי ישמעאל בן איש רבי יחנן בן ברוי קיימה אף קיצץ ונויסן אז דומים is allowed to cut off the branch to be matzel his bee colony, but he has to pay for it. Avol ayokets esoichai v'chula. Tanya Rabbi Yishmael b'noish Rabbi Yechon ben Breika oimer, t'nai bezdenu, shiye yoyred, this was a t'nai bezden, shiye yoyred l'soich sode shal chaveiroi, Bekoitzeit soichai shal chaveiroi, lahatzel as nechiloi, that Bezdin gave rishus for all the owners of beehives that are permitted to do this. Benoitel demei soichai mitoich nechiloi shal chaveiroi. And it seems he can take a slachelik of the dvorim as a payment for the, he can take the chelik of the dvorim as a payment for his branch. Utnai bezdenu, another alochim, she shayfech yeinoi umatzel es duvshonoi shal chaveiroi. If you have two people walking and one had a kad of yayin, a chavis of yayin, the other one had a chavis with dvash, and dvash, it seems, was much more expensive than yayin, and the chavis showed dvash cracked, and the dvash started leaking out. So there's a takone that we say that the owner of the yayin should spill out his wine to rescue the dvash shel chaveiroi, because this is a much greater hefsid. But v'noitel demei yeinoi, he's entitled to take how much his wine was worth, mitoich duvshonoi shel chaveiroi, from the dvash of his chaver. Utnai bezdenu she mefarik es eitzov. If you have two people, they were carrying, one was carrying a bundle of eitzim, his chamer, the other one had the chamer, was carrying pishtonei shel chaveiroi. And I think the chamer died, the one who was carrying the pishton, so benoitel demei eitzav mitoich pishtoni shel chaveiroi. So he should unload his eitzim and load on his chamer the pishton. Shamanas came, hinchu Yeshua the Yisrael es haoret. That on this condition that Yeshua was manchal eretz Yisrael. So memele, this was atakone. Zokt Rashi, שישייפך יינוי מסניסן הוא זבו בחביטי של ים זבו בקדי של דבש נזדקו חובי של דבש וטוין פשטוני מייס חמור חברוי הטוין פשטן בדרך בחמורי של זה טוין עצם. So we say that he should be מפארק from his חמור דעצם and should be, they should be put on the pishton on it to be matzel the pishton shel chaveiroi, which is worth much more.